Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, Matthew.
Howdy.
What's going on?
Nada, chilling. Chilling like a villain?
Like a villain. What do villains do on Friday nights?
Villains make evil podcasts.
That we do.
About video games.
That we do.
Called Gamers 2.
That doesn't sound evil.
The two part. Well, that's what I'm getting to that.
Okay, all right.
It's called Gamers 2 because their main profession is
being evil.
Being evil.
All right.
Evil masterminds.
I can respect all of this.
So they're just gamers too.
Mm. Because we're also evil. Like where we're going.
Yeah.
What have you been in your spare time when you weren't being evil? What were you playing? Losing my phone.
Spiking phones on there.
No, I'm trying to.
It's a new game.
I could probably get that on the App Store and somebody would try to do it.
Throw it on the ground.
Exactly. Plus 100 points if you spike your phone through the ground.
What have I been playing?
Do you want me to tell you what you've been playing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because it looks like you're going through a bit of a funk.
I am. I haven't been feeling it this week. I've been playing Ghost Recon every once in a while, just like chipping away, picking up those weapons, banking them, not actually using them. Don't know why I'm getting them.
Yeah. Skill points.
Yeah, getting skill points, that type of thing. Just generally
bonus medals.
Yep, bonus medals. Hitting out the bonus medals. Even though I don't really like... My goal was to try to get every... You know how they have those, like, whatever the thing is at the end of the tree, the elite
Yeah.
To unlock every one of those.
Right.
And I successfully did that. No, it's not hard. You just got to get the first tier and everything.
Right.
And so I'm just like, all right, well, I guess I'm done with this now until I have a resurgence.
Mine won't launch, so I mean...
Yeah, your game's, it's just taking a break. It's worked too hard.
Yeah. It's like, oh, did you say Far Cry's coming out? Yeah, just uninstall me. I don't need to be here. Whatever you say, game problem solved.
I have hit a wall in Black Mesa, but I did get past that wall the other day. The game is harder. The Black Mesa, for the people who don't know, is basically a remaster of Half-Life. It's harder than Half-Life.
Okay.
Because I don't know like what they did when they remastered it, but like the AI is like all-knowing. So like it'll just like it's pinpoint accurate no matter what difficulty you have it on. And like it's reaction time, and when they look at you, like they can pull a 360 and look at you and like 0.2 seconds. So I've been struggling through that, but I got past the wall that I was at and I cruised for a good amount. And I think I'm really close to the end now. Well, I am really close.
okay. All right. Then.
And yeah, that's about it. That's what I've been playing.
So I'll refresh you a little bit here. You said you were watching Initial D again.
Yeah. All right, so I'm feeling a trend here. We're going to throw in the books and the viewing as well.
It wasn't so much a trend as I did it last week and I finished in...
Well, now it's a fucking trend.
All right.
You started a trend, you goddamn trendsetter.
I didn't realize that 2 weeks in a row was a trend. Is that like a rule of three?
It is, but we'll pretend.
Okay.
We pretend
every week that we run a successful podcast, so...
Zing.
Got us.
Yeah, there's a ton of new stuff I could be watching. I could be watching a ton of new anime. I could be, you know, doing all that. But no, I'm just going to go back and watch Initial D, you know, racing anime, street racing anime from like the friggin' 90s or something.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, and I'm chipping away at, you know, the good old Ken Burns documentaries. Great watching material when you're doing dishes.
Ah, I see, I see.
Yeah, throw it up on the iPad above the sink, mindlessly rub down those dishes, give them a nice good lathering.
Oh, I hear you. Last time I did dishes, I cut my finger, so.
That happens a lot. We have very, very sharp kitchen knives.
Ooh, see, I don't have that problem.
Wusthof, German brand, lovely.
Mm. Really good at cutting
things. Would recommend. cuts through any type of flesh very well. But now they get their own dishwashing time.
Ah, I see, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had Max's can. The metal lid was in there. And I just grabbed the metal lid on the side.
You gotcha.
And I went ahead and put a like half inch cut across the joint of my thumb.
Oh,
joint,
yeah.
Whatever they call that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that felt real good. And I bled pretty decently. Perfusely. It was one of those where it's just like, all right, cool. Blood's gone. Go back to what I was doing. Look back down at the hand. My hand's red. Fun times, you know? No pain because it was clean, but it was just like, I can't. Can I just not bleed and I can finish the dishes?
And then
really
when it's
good
on like that crease, like,
exactly.
It's you just, how can you not use your fingers? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
even if I put a band aid on, I'm still going to bend it. Come on now. Then you also wrote Nada.
So the Nada part is I'm not reading anything currently.
Oh, I see how you did this. Okay, games, watching, reading.
Yep.
And then what we're looking forward to. I see how you did it.
I did, yeah.
It's like I'm getting into your mind.
It's a work in progress. The All mind right. is a work in progress.
This
well
entire thing is a work in progress.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't already taken, I would say the dumpster on fire going down. Or the garbage truck on fire.
I don't think they're really a garbage truck on fire anymore, though.
They're really not. Their production quality is
yeah
way better.
We'll take garbage truck on fire. We'll leave it yeah. to them to be successful. yeah. So I'll work backwards from you.
All right.
From your right. reading of nothing, I finished the book.
You got
I
a book review for us?
I don't have a book review because I'm not. I don't think I'm far enough. I did finish one, so I can't. I don't know if I can necessarily review it because it's supposed to be in a series.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I plan on reading the next one? No.
Okay. Well,
was it bad? No. But I'm not looking for like they wrapped up this thing. They wrapped up the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like the world, I'm assuming is probably still the same, and there's going to be another case or something. But
yeah.
they wrapped up that case in that. In the book, which is good, I appreciate that, but the way they ended it doesn't look like it leads itself to a good second story, even though it says it's supposed to be in a series.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm confused by that, but that was Punishment by Scott Holiday. I enjoyed it. It was good. And kind of how you think it would.
Does he get punished?
No.
Does he punish someone?
Yeah.
Is there punishment?
Oh, there's always punishment. And now I'm reading White Rose, Black Forest by Ian Eoin? Eoin Dempsey. It's a historical book on World War II in which a German person has found a soldier in the woods and yada yada. And mm-hmm. they've changed things to make it not a completely true story, but it's based on a true story.
Okay. That's cool.
That's interesting. It's fun.
I did like when I saw that you had added the reading list to our document. I looked over at the stack of books that I have acquired that I'm like, oh, I want this book. I'm going to read it that I haven't read.
Yeah.
And I picked up one of them and I was like, let me just. I opened to the first page and I started reading it and I was like, too heavy for me right now. And I like set it down and I was like, nah, we'll come back to that. But
yeah, I have a book coming in June, so I'm trying to get some reading done.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny because you know how life works.
Life finds a way.
Every everything, like, everyone always, like, I don't know what it is, but topics seem to be, like, reoccurring at specific points. Like,
yeah,
I believe the it. Book thing, like, you start reading more, and then, like, one of my friends at work, we were talking about how, like, there's all these books we want to read that we've acquired that we just haven't gotten to, and we were literally having that conversation, like, the middle of the week.
Mm.
It was just, like, life's telling me I need this.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm reading books that I've never read and technically don't have a backlog of, but I have a backlog of movies that's a mile long that I need to see. So
it's not the, it's a I don't weird know,
trade off. Like... let's see here. I watched the Far Cry short that's on Amazon. 30 minutes.
Okay. Good, bad, and different. I think it, is it directly related to the story?
It seems to be the setup going in.
Okay. World building.
Yeah.
Of the sort.
It introduces you to the main villain and stuff like that. So,
is it a must? Should I watch it?
30 minutes, yeah. I don't think it'll hurt you any.
Okay.
It's not bad, but it's not great. Mm-hmm. It's what I would expect out of a short. But 30 minutes, oh, yeah, sure, why not? And then I watched Logan Lucky. They didn't put that on there, but I watched it the other day.
Logan Lucky.
Because it was apparently also on Amazon Prime.
What'd you think?
Good?
Great actors.
I didn't dislike it, and it was weird to see all the actors in not their normal roles.
In those roles, because they're whack. They play whack characters.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't know why, but I've seen a lot of videos from it, like of the making of it, them talking.
That's my wall.
That's, well, it might have a chip in it now.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Swinging my phone around enthusiastically.
Talk with violence.
Speed and momentum.
Whew, got him. So yeah, that's what I watched. And then I played some Fortnite. Got some wins. Played some FIFA.
Did you
got
get
some
it?
Wins.
No, I was going to say. Okay.
Played some Football Manager. I got some wins. Played some show. MLB The Show out today. I got some wins.
Wow.
Played Ratchet and Clank. There's no winning or losing. So...
Just going
so as
game.
Far as I'm concerned, I was winning because I can't lose. That's how that works.
Damn. What's that like?
Most single player RPGs.
I mean, like, what's winning like?
Oh, a euphoric sensation of triumph over a foe.
Okay. I can't relate, but I guess I can imagine.
So now, before we get into something, we did have somebody give us something to talk about.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm going to let you run on it.
I don't know. I don't know if I should.
Not too far. I don't want to run deep.
Okay, I'll keep it brief.
We'll keep it brief. The topic given, because I said we would have an opinion on anything, was feminine hygiene products.
All right, let me talk about this for a second. I think the topic was meant as a joke.
Oh, I guarantee it was meant as a joke.
I genuinely have a very strong opinion on them. From personal experience.
Can't wait to hear it.
Getting a little in-depth here, but...
We never do.
Long story short, I get the merit of them.
Okay.
But... how do I put this in a way that isn't so ridiculous?
You can be ridiculous.
Say hypothetically... You have a significant other.
You're damn right, that's hypothetical.
They take a shower and they cleanse themselves.
I love where this is going.
And then you happen to get down and dirty in the bedroom shortly thereafter.
Okay.
Soapy taste in the mouth. Just going to throw that out there.
Well, that can be a problem.
No bueno.
Yeah, no,
not a fan.
No bueno indeed.
So generally speaking, I do not like feminine hygiene products.
I just don't need to taste soap in my mouth ever, regardless of whether how it got there.
Exactly. I'm a naturalist.
Yeah, you are, especially other things I know about you. I just think that's a good time to not be in the bedroom. I'll call it a day at that point. It's been fun. See you in a week.
Well, like. I don't know. I mean, I really wish we had a a female on the show so we could talk about this more in depth, because
I feel like that would be an awful discussion.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing though with
those. I also think it depends on the female.
They don't, not all females use them.
That's true.
And I would,
we're getting real,
we're gonna get deep here for a second. Oh, I'm of the opinion, I like this I have no factual information.
That's the best part to talk about things.
To have this opinion, but I think it's not necessarily something that they need to use, because the body does all that work on its own.
Yeah.
And from talking with other people and other people with other experiences and stuff like that, if feminine hygiene products are required, I'm talking like soap, like the Summer's Eve type stuff.
Okay. We're saying they're required?
If they are required for use because of some funkiness going on. We're getting real gross here. You're going to have to deal with this.
Can't wait to turn this one back around. Can't wait. I'm going to find a way to segue out of this, too. That's the best part. Keep going.
Then there's an issue. Like, there's an imbalance, a chemical imbalance, mm-hmm. a vitamin deficiency of some sort.
Yep.
Your body's trying to tell you something.
Okay.
So, in closing, nada. That's it. That's all I got.
So, I got nothing.
I'm talking about feminine hygiene products, I'm ignoring the tampon situation, because those are obviously required. Like,
get into it, a whole other thing. Yeah,
those are almost a separate segment on their own.
There's a reason there's a whole aisle.
Which
in the
I could
store.
Talk about those for a while too.
There's a reason there's a whole aisle.
Yeah,
the store,
but you know, but they bleach just... those.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who wants
they bleach
to use
all of them?
Yeah, or, they're bleached.
Interesting.
Like,
just rub. I'm not gonna say what I was about to say. Get a bottle of Clorox, problem solved. But
well, it's not. That's what I'm saying. It's like they don't need to be bleached. Like, it's all of like a presentation aesthetics thing.
Oh, that's. I mean, look at all the food.
Like, that's just like movement that's happening where like there's more. I'm gonna say organic, like tampons and stuff that are not bleached and don't have applicators and. Mm-hmm. You're like so happy we're talking about this right now.
I've just been trying to find a way to transition back out of it, and I don't think I'm going to.
See, this is really funny, because like I'm really fascinated by these type of topics with females and like how the female works. So like
I don't need to. I would try to figure out their mind more than their body, and that's an entire discussion.
Yeah,
on its own.
To know one, you must know the other.
Yeah, but which one do you know first, chicken or the egg?
Exactly. You just gotta flow with it.
Yeah.
That is such a bad pun.
All right. I want to transition into new releases. Because if I can't find the tampon aisle in the store, Matt, I'm going to go down to the new release aisle in the video game section, in which I can find the following games. Assassin's Creed Rogue Remastered for the PS4 and Xbox.
Oh, there it is.
Boom. It's like it's the first thing on the list. Attack on Titan 2 for the PS4, Xbox, PC, and Switch. Earthlock Festival of Magic for the PS4. RBI Baseball 18 for the PS4, Xbox, and Switch.
Bold move.
I say PS4. I feel like it shouldn't be on the PS4.
I think it is, but like, why? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. I mean... The show is...
It will slaughter it.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves for the Xbox and PC. Shantae and the Pirate's Curse for Switch. What?
What is that?
A platformer.
Okay.
There's a few of them. I think that one's just a port from PC. And other consoles. South Park Fractured Butthole from Dusk Till Casa Bonita DLC. Ark Park VR for the PS4, PC.
It's like
Ark Survival, but
Jurassic Park, kind of.
But you're in VR, so. Pizza Connection 3 for the PC. The only reason that's on there is because it says Pizza Connection 3. There were two other ones I had no idea about.
What if there's not and it was just a marketing ploy?
Well done. Made me talk about it. A Way Out, PS4, Xbox, and PC. Hope to play that. That's all I got on that.
I don't know. I don't know if I will or not.
I want to. That's my one that I'm going to try to sit down with Kenny and play. Because it'll be easy to have him over here at the same time. So we're both on the same screen.
You can do it.
Yes, you can, but I don't want to.
It's still split screen, though.
I know. Okay. But I want to be in the room where we're having the arguments about what we're doing.
Okay.
Detective Pikachu on the 3DS and the Amiibo. MLB The Show for PS4. Already been playing it. Ni No Kuni 2 Revenant Kingdom for the PS4 and PC.
Light up and laugh now. There's got to be one every show.
What? You not being able to talk?
Yeah. There's a lot of hype around that one.
Yeah. Ni No Kuni 1 became a cult love, it seemed. Yeah. Like it was a hidden one, and then a bunch of people ended up playing it and then really, really liking it, and now we're at 2. And then Pokken Tournament DX has its second wave of DLC, adding more characters to the game. We need a segment for this, and I want to call it Stolen Headlines.
Stolen
Headlines. or Stolen News, or
that might
something.
Be too fake news. That might be too obvious, though. We have to go with
this
something.
Shouldn't be obvious. Everybody should know at this point.
Yeah, but...
Granted, these all have spins on them, so...
They do. And generally, no one really cares about that.
Headlines from the week are as follows. Somebody give me a damn segment name for this. Number one, Sea of Thieves, also known as Xbox's No Man's Sky, like that, had 1 million players over its first 2 days, which of course results in server capacity issues. Rare has said that it's temporarily suspending new players from joining the game, and it's probably just doing that to intermittently as it works on server crap. So yeah. Now that we're on Sea of Thieves,
yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't either, and I know like a lot of people I work with bought it, so I've been asking them what they think of it. And it's really
$60, right?
It is $60.
Oh boy.
And from all I've read online, it's essentially 3 hours of content. Three to six hours, most of it on the three side.
I hear that of the unique content.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you start hitting repetitive things immediately.
Yep.
If you go to the subreddit, and this is the obviously everything is a screaming corner of whatever its subreddit is, and usually there's a reason it's called r/circlejerk, and people just sit there and never will say anything bad about their things. There's a couple people in there, and it might be more now, that were complaining and saying, like, you know, oh, hey, you know, we've done everything in 4 hours and yada, yada. Other people are like, oh, my God, it's such a great game for us casuals and yada, yada. And I'm like, I can get that, but even as a casual, I feel like you're doing the same thing over and over at a point. It's got to just wear on you.
That's where I was reading about it, doing a little bit of research, and that's where the whole No Man's Sky idea came. Because it looks to me exactly like No Man's Sky, where like
there's a lot to do, but there's not.
Like, wow, this is really cool, and then like very quickly you're doing the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah, like at the moment the objective is to reach legend status, which you just have to farm and farm and farm and farm.
Mm-hmm.
And while the PvP you can do it, it doesn't give you anything. Yeah. I mean, okay, maybe the other people had loot, maybe they had a chest, but like there's no other reason to kill people. Even going to the islands, like it tells you what island to go to.
Yeah.
Doing the message in a bottle, which is like the hardest thing, or finding a kraken or whatever, is like, oh no, I found a kraken. Playing in anything less than a 4-player group puts you at a disadvantage in any PvP situation, because your ship size and everything scales with the amount of people you put in your group. So
it's an interesting concept, and it's a pretty game. Like the water.
Oh, the water physics looks amazing.
I don't know. I mean, I hope they add more content. I'm really curious about it, and I think if it went on sale cheap enough, I would get it.
I'm curious to see. Now, here's the deal. It's on Xbox Game Pass, so you can pay for just that monthly thing and have it, which it's either $5 or $10 or something like that, and you get the game. So you could do everything and test it and be done with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But, didn't we talk about doing that?
Yes. But I want to do it like after their first major DLC drops, so I actually can see how it is at that point. I'm just curious to see how many legs it has by the time that happens. Yeah. If it runs into we're done here, we'll wait for something, and then everybody kind of backs off, and then everybody floods the server again when the new stuff comes out.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't be hyped for it. I'm just saying bring the expectations, take them from 100, bring them down to 50. Stay at 50. Don't go above 50. Just
I could temper, see the merit behind it though. Like
temper expectations.
When people are like, oh, it's great for casuals. Like if you would like a game that you can get on for like 2 hours,
even an hour.
Yeah, when you get home at night and it's a relaxing experience.
And you're just gonna sail around and do some stuff. Yeah, and like you know, I could definitely
see that. But
it does.
Yeah, that's the minority, I think, at this point. Like, I don't know. I would say unfortunately, but I feel like that's a minority.
Number two from the week of news. This is a you number two.
Yeah, this is random. World of Tanks released their first graphics overhaul in 8 years with their 1.0 update.
Can we discuss that as a 1.0 update?
I also thought that was strange. Not a regular World of Tanks player.
Same.
Played it briefly on PlayStation.
Also same. And PC for me.
But having played it, what it used to look like, and having watched videos of what it looks like now, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
Good.
Yeah, looks good. Tempting, because, you know, I like tanks. Tanks are sexy.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not horribly tempted for it. It was fun the little bit that we played on PlayStation. I think I had more fun on the PC when I was playing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed what it was, and I'm good now.
Yeah, it's in the same vein as like World of Warships, and those, they're all obviously they're from the same company. So
fair enough. War gaming.
Yes,
that's what the
war gaming.
That's war gaming net arena, something like that. Is what
wargaming.net or something.
Yeah, there's the publisher or whatever. Number three, Ubisoft is adding two new studios to their already existing fleet. Fleet. Anyway,
they have like a billion studios.
After opening four new studios in 2017, they decided to keep the trend going by adding a couple more. One based out of Mumbai, India, and the other out of Odessa, Ukraine. Interesting.
Yeah.
And they fended off Vivendi.
They did.
I'm surprised that wasn't in here.
So each of the studios is going to, I think the press release said, is going to have roughly 100 employees.
Not bad. Good size.
Yeah.
Be curious to see what they work on.
I think they're just going to, you know, do the normal Ubisoft thing and, like, you know.
Give them parts of games.
Yeah.
But it'll still be interesting to see what they can end up crediting to their thumb.
To think about, that's such a weird structure on how they make games. Like, I don't understand how the fuck they do it.
It works and they've done
like
you, very
can you imagine
well.
Trying to make all those pieces fit together when you have...
Oh, yeah.
These studios are literally all over the world. This is the second one, I think, that's in India.
Yeah. And you have them talking with French people in Canada.
Yep, it's just like...
Crazy times. God crazy damn. Times. Yeah, no, and they did successfully fend off Vivendi. Vivendi sold all its stocks back, and they are banned from purchasing any more Ubisoft stock in the next 5 years, I believe.
Huh. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. There was a lot of like weird writings in the deal. So
they're like, get out of here.
Yves Guillemot has successfully defended... Big Brother.
Yep. He's probably solidified his throne.
Number four is all you, because I don't understand why we have this on here.
I thought it was interesting.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so Fortnite.
Yep.
Arguably one of the more popular games in existence at the moment.
Arguably the most.
Yes. Fortnite Battle Royale was developed in just 2 months with the bulk of the work done by Unreal Tournament Team. And the Battle Royale mode was originally supposed to be a part of another, who the hell makes Fortnite?
Epic.
Another Epic game called Save the World, which is actually a paid game that's currently in early access.
It was Fortnite, Fortnite colon Save the World.
Because
initially it was Save the World mode.
Yeah.
And then when they saw the PUBG thing, they just flipped the switches.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was like they did a GDC thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I mean, we could have obviously gone more in depth, but it was interesting to like, hear about that, where they were just like, oh, fuck, let's just do this. Like,
yeah.
That was basically what they said. And they were like, hey, you guys have a lot of experience with that. Do you want to, like, you want to make this for us? And like, yeah, sure. Slap this together. Here you go. Like.
Yeah. Don't you love it?
Yeah. It's like, goddamn.
Hey, anybody got a good idea for, like, just changing some stuff over here? Yeah, yeah. It's done. Holy shit, Frank. That was fast.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. It's Tuesday.
Okay, so
did you remember your raincoat?
So how can they do that? And like PUBG is still a flaming hot mess.
Korea versus Canada. I don't think Epic's actually Canadian.
I don't even know. Who knows?
I don't know. I'm wondering if Brendan Green, player unknown himself, has a bit of an ego problem. I mean, he named the game after himself, so.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a podcast with H3H3. Like, H3H3 had them on their podcast, I should say.
I don't like either of them.
H3H3 is good.
I don't know.
And it was interesting. I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was interesting to get a little bit of insight into him. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like you can feel the egotistical undertones and everything he says.
I bet. Number five. On top of the announcement that Switch is going to be getting Ark Survival Evolved, Nintendo held another Nindie event. That's Nintendo Indies. Here are the games announced. Mark of the Ninja remastered for the fall of 2018. Fantasy Strike for the summer of 2018. Just Shapes and Beats for summer 2018. Garage for May 10th, 2018. Pool Panic for 2018. Bomb Chicken for summer 2018. Lumines remastered for spring 2018. That's from the PSP or Vita, one of the two. Reigns, Kings and Queens, spring 2018. Lightfall, spring 2018. West of Loathing, spring 2018. Pwned, spring 2018. The Messenger, summer 2018. Bad North, summer 2018. Banner Saga 1, 2, and 3. Interesting. People are going to really be pumped for 3. Hyper Light Drifter, summer 2018. Nidhogg 2 and Crashlands. Nintendo, you still have E3.
Chill.
Relax.
Yeah, chill.
That being said, my God.
Lots of stuff.
That is, the Switch is also, I don't think it's in here, the officially within its first full year, the number one selling console in North America.
Congratulations.
It beat everybody. One full year. Its first life. It is now, a little baby boy's 1 year old. Or, sorry, if you're certain parents, it's 13 months old. I hate you. Just call it a year. My little baby's 27 months. Oh, my God. Well, that phone's cracked.
Oh, that's fine.
I wonder if that picked up. Yeah, that's probably what those spikes are right there. Nice.
Oh, well. Life happens.
It finds a way.
We'll see when never know peace.
I must go investigate the tomb. Find out if those things are true. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, number 6. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 remaster was leaked by Amazon Italy with a potential release date of April 30th. Rumor suggests that it will not include multiplayer, to which Matt thought...
Oh, am I supposed to say that?
You wrote it in all caps. You're saying it.
Well, just milk that giant rotten tit. Call of Duty, you piece of shit.
Fucking twat, but I mean, yeah.
Like, really, do we need a remaster of Modern Warfare 2?
I think it's hysterical they're not doing the multiplayer.
That seems to be everyone's opinion. That it's hysterical. Probably because they did the remaster of Modern Warfare and they released it with... What did it come out with?
No, initially it was paired with Infinite Warfare, but then they ended up breaking it apart separately.
They probably found that everyone was more interested in the Modern Warfare multiplayer than the new multiplayer.
I think column A, yes. I think column 2, I'm betting that they also don't want to turn servers back on again.
Yeah.
With trying to manage three live Call of Duty games within the last 2 years, not counting everything they're still supporting, because I'm pretty sure they still haven't turned off like Black Ops 2 and 3 servers and stuff like that.
They should.
I mean, I don't disagree with you, but it's just funny.
I'm so sick of Call of Duty.
I don't care anymore. But I wish we had the stats. I'm sure somebody probably does somewhere, but there is a percentage known of people who have finished the campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, out of, you know... the 100 people that bought it, only 6 finished the campaign. So I'm curious, when you're going to remaster Modern Warfare 2, what were Modern Warfare 2's numbers for campaign finished to sales.
So I am not a huge Call of Duty fan, obviously.
Couldn't tell.
While I was looking into this a wee bit, apparently Modern Warfare 2 is considered to be the best campaign out of all the Call of Duty's. By many, I should say.
I think that only because of what Modern Warfare did. Because they wrap up a lot of you start the story in 1 and you kind of get really into the characters, and then 2 is technically like the middle book, like the middle of the book, where it's like a lot of meat, a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. Number 7.
7. 7 7.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Classic Target being Target. You giant red idiots. Target could have potentially confirmed a suspected remaster of the Spyro games. Their Twitter response to a fan question reads, now before I read the response.
Yes.
Ask Target has been getting spicy with whatever millennial they hire to run their Twitter account.
Real spicy.
Now, I say millennial not degradingly, because technically we are millennials. Technically, the way it breaks down age-wise, it's like us, you, me, and like 2 years above you.
Is it? I think there's a weird snippet of like Gen Y in there.
I believe that's just after me.
Okay.
Or maybe that's where just, I kind of...
No, I think it's...
No, maybe I'm... It's, isn't Y millennial? Because Z is what's everybody's complaining about now.
There's like a generation in there that no one ever talks about. I just looked at all this stuff like a couple days ago.
Okay. I think we're considered millennials the people that use it derogatorily.
Yeah, I think we're like just in the beginning of millennials.
Yeah, but I think millennials ends at like 23 to 21, somewhere in there. Anyway.
Fuck it. I'll just look it up. Talk about the story.
Who cares about political stuff? Whoever they hired has been going real young school with it, where there was a question about the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 remaster, I think also questioning if it was leaked or if there wouldn't be multiplayer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they referenced Soap and Price and characters in the campaign, like in their response. And I was just staring at it like, I don't know if you went and Googled the wiki to respond or if you are the guy that went home and was playing video games and then walked back into managing Target's social media Ask Target account, so that way when somebody asks you, hey, can I return this half eaten pizza, you're like, no, you half ate of it. Like, what? Ate half, not half ate. Anyway, what the account said in response to the fan question was, we're all fired up for the Spyro Treasure Trilogy game as well. We don't currently have any information about when this game will be available for pre-order. However, we'd encourage you to continue to check back for availability. Thanks for reaching out. So, they are all fired up. Haha, dragon breathing joke. For the Spyro Treasure Trilogy, which will apparently be named. We shall see.
They love leaking stuff.
Yep, they are one of the best companies that if you ever need to tell a secret to and not have it be a secret, tell it to Target. They kill it. Have you figured it out yet?
I haven't. It's actually very complicated.
I didn't want the explanation.
It seems to be that the term millennials encompasses multiple generations.
I feel like it's everybody that's not a baby boomer at this point.
You are correct.
Especially. Oh, weird. It's not that that grumpy piece of shit generation that ruined everything.
Well.
Nope. That's what they're getting called. You're not allowed to defend
the newest. The newest generation is not included in the millennial generation.
Are they Z technically?
Yeah, they're Z.
Yeah, they're the Tide Pod drinking. I'm not going into this.
I hope they get some crazy, stupid name like the Idiot Generation or something like that. You know, like Generation Stupid. Generation Tide.
Didn't we have all the Generation Stupid songs?
I don't know.
Wasn't that like half a Green Day's album? Anyway. Number 8. Somewhere along this news train. Number 8. If you are interested in BioWare, EA and their relationship, then head on over to Kotaku's Split Screen Podcast. We totally plug other things on the show according to what I'm reading.
Listen, you maybe you should edit it, all right?
I'm just maybe you should remember there. That I'm Ron Burgundy and will read anything you put on the document.
I'm going to throw in like a frickin'.
Oh, it's going to get bad.
I'm going to throw in a feminine hygiene ad in the middle of some.
You should just throw in random ads. Like, go grab like Bolivian ads for things that Bolivian. Are just that are horribly translated into English, and I'll just read them.
We're fighting the cartel in Bolivia right now.
No, we're not. My game won't launch. Jason Schreier and Kirk Hamilton sit down with former BioWare studio head Aaron Flynn, and they discuss how BioWare worked inside of EA and whether EA forces decisions onto development. Spoilers, it's pre-Anthem, and EA did not make BioWare do anything.
Yeah, wrong. The guy left after, like, before Anthem. So
BioWare did nothing wrong.
Well, EA I think did nothing. Actually, yeah, I think
yeah, technically the Empire did nothing wrong.
Yeah, it was kind of insightful. Just him generally just being like, yeah, they didn't tell us to do anything. You know, we
did whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
Which is, speaking of BioWare, nice number 9 segue. Former creative director Mike Laidlaw spoke about storytelling at GDC, and naturally Dragon Age 4 came up. Basically said that if you play the DLC, you can see what direction he had planned for Dragon Age 4. Did you play the DLC?
I did not.
Okay, neither did I. But I remember our in-depth conversations about how we both finished Dragon Age.
Yeah.
It would have elaborated on the character Solas, which we guessed.
Yeah.
He has faith that BioWare will respect the lore of Dragon Age, but feels that it might get left behind in the wake of making Anthem. We'll have to see how Anthem does.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the big... big cue. Everyone seems to think that if Anthem doesn't do well, that EA will shut down BioWare, which...
Scary potential. I mean,
I don't think it's like it's too much.
It's not the only game that BioWare's sitting on as the problem, because they had Mass Effect, mm-hmm. they had that, they had Dragon Age, and they still have Star Wars.
I think the name it has too much name recognition now. Or, too.
Sorry, the Old Republic Star Wars, not Battlefront.
And they have multiple studios, so maybe they might shut down. Well, they did shut down one of their studios already,
or just break contact with.
Yeah,
we'll have to see. Number 10. I got nothing for 10. The
PlayStation blog showed off some new character trailers for the upcoming release of Detroit Become Human. There's 3 trailers for the 3 characters that will make up the main storyline. They're short and sweet. The blog also
31
has,
seconds.
Yep. The blog also, I wonder if that's going to have some secret meaning. The blog also has little character blurbs about the...
That 92 seconds is how long you have to make a decision. Oh, I got it.
There's little character blurbs about them. They're kind of cool if you're interested in, you know, in the game. They don't give too much of the story away.
Yeah, thank God. We've seen enough.
Yeah.
But it comes out in May.
Yeah.
25th.
Faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle my Android nizzle. Word to your mother. Number 11. The Great Union Debate has begun. A roundtable discussion was held at GDC about the potential pros and cons of unionizing game developers. Obviously, the discussion turned into more of a hostile debate. Huh, man, it's like unions and workplaces don't get along. Nothing really exciting to report. Just figured we'd mention it since, you know, it's bound to become a bigger story in the future.
Yes. Which it's already starting to.
Yep, it's already ballooning.
Yep.
A certain person we've mentioned earlier, Jason Schreier, I don't know if he has articles on it yet, but he was on Kinda Funny Daily, Games Daily with Greg Miller, and ran a whole thing through unionizing of just, you know, we have it at our place, it ends up working out well for us, and yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Power to
it. I did read through some of the, because it wasn't a recorded roundtable, right. But it was open roundtable, so I read some of the what people were saying,
mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like hostile in the sense that they were just not being logical about it, but it was like people were very passionate about their opinions, but they had like valid reasons for those opinions, and they were giving those valid reasons.
Right,
and it was like, this is going to get real interesting.
Real
interesting.
Number 12 is all you.
Small graphics card update.
Thank you.
In case, you know, You're hoping for a new graphics card in the future.
You bet your ass I am.
GDC had some real-time cinematic quality ray tracing tech from all of the people, Intel, AMD, and NVIDIA. The only reason I bring this up is because NVIDIA's tech requires the use of their Volta GPUs.
Volta? They're not out yet.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And I was going to talk shit about NVIDIA, but I found out that there is some leaked, I'm going to say leaked, so take with a grain of salt, info that they are announcing their next lineup of cards next week at the GPU Technology Conference.
And Nate will totally not be trying to buy one of those almost immediately.
I'm...
Depending on what MSRP and situation
it's yeah, up in. I'm way more curious about it than I have been in the past for all of the reasons that...
For all the wrong reasons, as far as I'm concerned.
Those damn miners ruining the market.
You pieces of shit.
Oh, yeah, they did... Is it in here? I don't think you put it in here. Oh, yeah, it is in here.
I don't know.
They also...
You wrote this week.
They also announced 4K 144 hertz monitors.
Huh.
Yeah.
With G-Sync?
With G-Sync. NVIDIA, actually.
So they're going to be $1,300.
I don't think they released... Okay, so I went a little deep in the monitor thing recently. So
I can't imagine.
A pre-order showed up for one of the Acer... For the Acer monitor. There's an Acer and an Asus. Mm-hmm. Those are the only ones that have been announced. Pre-order showed up on B&H Photo for the Acer model. I'm assuming they're going to use the same panel because there's only like two panel manufacturers.
Yeah.
And it was for $750.
What was the size though?
I think it was 27 inch.
Okay, that's 3 inches bigger than that one.
Yeah, it's 3 inches bigger.
3 inches bigger. It's all that matters.
I think it was 27 inch, 4K, 144 hertz, G-Sync. But a lot of people assume that that price was not correct because they took that listing down very quickly.
Because a G-Sync monitor at 4K, I think, sits around $900.
And that only goes to 60 hertz usually.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm far off in a $1,200 to $1,300 range. Especially if you start hitting ultra-wide numbers and then curved, now you're looking at $1,500.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, it'll be interesting, but there isn't a setup really that can run that right now.
Unless
you
announce Volta cards.
Exactly, which even makes me more interested because, you know, a 1080 Ti SLI setup would have trouble, mainly because of optimization, but it would have trouble pushing 144 frames for 4K for a higher end game. So if they think that
VR.
Yeah. If they think that their GTX 2000 series, whatever you want to call them, are going to be capable of that, gimme.
Oh, trust me.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
We're at the exponential rate of upgrades now. So the 1070 has 8 gigs. After the 970 have 4 gigs. You know what that means? Yeah. We're going to 64 gigs. Exponential, people.
There's just so many what ifs. Like,
what if they screw up and make it only half VRAM?
Yeah. Or like, what if they don't use GDDR5 memory? What if they go to the high bandwidth whatever memory that AMD was using?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's just...
Or if they just invent GDDR8?
So many questions.
Look at all the things they can do.
They could do so many things.
Look at our hands. I don't know why we both just did that.
I don't know. I feel like we flew through that.
We did pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, we got 10 minutes left. I got some deals I can shout out.
Deals.
But, I mean, I don't have anything to... deal one on Steam, free right now. Formula One 2017.
Bam! Thanks for reminding me. For the weekend. Races this weekend. Australian Grand Prix. Check it out. Some might have some competition this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Let me give you a quick little... 1 2-minute primer on Formula One.
Also, Formula One 2015 is free on Humble Bundle. Anyway, yes, Matt.
Mercedes. is killing it.
Yep. Okay.
The past couple seasons. Their engines. Their engines. Out of the world.
Okay.
But Ferrari coming out of the woodwork.
Ferrari, LaFerrari?
This year, coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah, this year. Hey, nobody heard of them before.
They're not the oldest running Formula One team.
Let me be surprised for a minute.
Over the course of their testing, they do a three-day testing thing. Over 400 laps.
Okay.
Which is, that's like double what you usually put up in a good practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. We'll see. There's a U.S. team now, in case you haven't been around Formula One in a while. They've been
ever
in Formula One since last year.
I mean,
the most Haas.
Stewart Haas?
Yeah. Not the Stewart part,
yeah,
but that
but
same
Haas.
Haas.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a Formula One team. And they did it smart. They bought the max amount of allowed parts from Ferrari.
There you go.
So,
ain't nobody said you can't buy a championship.
They literally bought their way into the middle of the pack, which is kind of a big deal for Formula One. So,
as long as you got the money.
Yeah, anyways, moving on from what, you know, the racing series no one cares about in the U.S.
Yeah, that's true. Move to things that people care more about than F1 in the U.S. MLS bought Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Big.
Are you speaking Korean right now? Like, what is going on here?
Nah, Swedish. Big, giant, egotistical striker. And he.
Like, what's big and giant?
6'5".
Soccer player.
Yeah.
6'5".
I think he's 5. I might be a little off on that, but I'm going to say 5.
You know what he's not? 6'8". That's what he's not.
And he's not a two-time world champion.
Exactly.
He of the 1991 and 1992.
He might have a 37-inch.
Blockbuster video game champion of the world. Yeah.
How much does he weigh?
I don't know. I'm gonna guess.
It's hard for me to imagine a 6'5" soccer player.
And big boy.
I feel like they're all normally like average height, like 6'.
Let me give you a little. I can show you some stuff afterwards because it's hysterical the way he does public interviews and everything like that. Like when he left Paris Saint Germain, mm-hmm. PSG. They're like, what would it take for them not to have you leave? And he's like, well, how about you take down the Eiffel Tower and erect a statue of me? In an interview, that's what he said.
Does he have a bulletproof mullet?
No, small ponytail, short ponytail. He's going to the LA Galaxy.
Okay.
So, on his way there, he took out the front page of the LA Times and just said, "You're welcome, Los Angeles." Signed it as Zlatan, and that's it. That's the entire front page. It's just one big letterhead that just says, "You're welcome."
That's interesting.
Yeah.
See, this is what we need, though, for Americans.
Oh, great.
You know.
He's 35 now. So,
that's older for a soccer player.
Yeah. But he could still potentially dominate. He can dominate the MLS for the next 5 years.
Yeah,
he is strong enough and big enough that most world class defenders cannot handle him. So he's going to show up to the MLS and kill people.
Is he quick?
Not really.
Okay.
Much more body now.
Okay.
He could probably still outpace some people in the MLS, but he is much more physical.
It's cool. Maybe they'll get a little, you know, get a little spike in some soccer action in America. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Is there any games happening? We should go to a game.
The closest one for us would be going down to New York City.
We should go to a game. I think that'd be fun. I always like watching soccer games.
I think what would be most fun and something that I would want to do would be during the summer, not this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this summer in like August. We'll have to see because World Cup's this summer, first off.
Okay.
In Russia. June, July.
Are we going to Russia?
No. We probably can't get into Russia.
We'll just say we're willing to divulge some secrets.
Yeah, I can't say that. I specifically can't say that.
I wonder how that go over.
I don't want to try.
If you're like, yeah, I'm going to Russia.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We have to put you through all these tests anyway.
We have to microchip you.
Might as well. probably shove things in my ass.
That sounds like a good time.
They usually do, certain teams do a preseason tour. So they'll come to the States and play like a bunch of teams and stuff. They'll take a United States tour and play like some of the MLS teams and whatever, and just essentially a publicity tour. But it's their version of spring training.
Yeah.
Manchester United has done it a few times. It's like, I want to go to see one of those, like a big club, like, just hang out.
I don't mean to sound, you know, I don't mean to belittle anyone, but like a real soccer team, you're saying, like a world class.
Yes, more that, and also more because I know those players more than I know the MLS players.
Okay.
So it's like I would actually have something to root for, even no matter who the team is.
Yeah,
that's not the MLS. I know them more than I know the MLS. Period.
That makes sense.
Hi, Max.
Yeah, I'd like to make it to a Formula One race, but too expensive.
Yeah.
Too expensive.
Well, that's it for me. I mean, I got some deals I can hit out.
More deals?
I got deals. I got deals. I got deals for days. A lot of deals.
All right, well, everyone pull out your wallet. We got deals.
When I say deals for day, I mean, I only got two to mention. And it's one Humble Bundle. It's the I'm going to call it the Jumbo Bumble.
I don't know.
Whoo! It's a Jumble Bundle.
That
said it right that time. For $1, one doll hair, you can get Domina. Don't know what that game is. You can get Kingdom New Lands. I know somewhat what that game is. You can get Rusty Lake Roots for $1. Not a bad gig. For $1, three games, can't complain.
Yeah.
You reach $5. $5. You get all that stuff at the $1 tier. The best part about Humble Bundle, you know, you pay for a higher tier, you get all stuff at the lower tier. Not a bad thing. Good deal. At $5, you get Tropico 5.
For good things.
Plus two of the DLCs for Tropico 5.
For good things.
You get Orwell, the first season. It's Orwell is what you would think it was, 1984 style.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in control of everything. So you're the one finding the facts and helping the police and whatever, try to figure out what's going on. But if you give them the wrong information and stuff, like, it's...
Interesting.
It's all that. There is a second season, but this is the first season. N++, which is a collection of games. And there's going to be more announced later. You know what else the really good thing is about Humble Bundle that we totally have a partner link for that's in the description for this that nobody's ever used and doesn't matter?
Talk
the cool thing is, at that $5 tier, there's a $15 tier. I'm not calling it out. I don't care about the game. It's at $15. Just spend the average, which at the moment when I'm talking about this is $5. It can go up or down from there. That middle tier, that average tier, has more games that are going to be added later. But guess what? You buy it now, you get them later too. You get everything. It's a good time.
Get all the games
all
in
the
world.
All the games belonging to me. Yeah.
Yep.
So, if you have a topic you want to hear us talk about, and I prefer it to not be Matt's weird obsession with feminine hygiene.
Listen, the females are fascinating creatures, all right?
But I'm not going
to
say
that. They deal with so many more things than we have to deal with.
I said we had an opinion on anything.
I do.
You bet your ass.
I think I proved
that. Between the two of us, we have an opinion on anything. Try us to not have an opinion on something.
Oh, God.
I'll even call your idea stupid. Guess what? That's an opinion, and that's all I need to say. I'm still right.
All right, now you're just like...
Now I'm just being egotistical and an asshole. I gotta draw it back a little bit. Bring my cockiness down. I can't do that. Anyway. You can...
At least we're honest with ourselves.
I'm fully aware of who I am. You can find us on gamers2.com. You can find us on Reddit somewhere. I'll leave that to you. Good luck. You can go to YouTube, find Gamers2, look for our logo, hit subscribe to that channel. Eventually, there will probably be something there. I say eventually. Who knows?
Ah, I forgot the cable.
Matt forgot the cable for his camera, so we can't record with it. And there's F1 is free on this weekend. Do you remember that part?
Yeah,
I got that. You can also find us on Twitter, gamers_2. You find us on Facebook /gamers2podcast.
Stealing your data.
Find it. Yes. Yeah. Facebook's stealing your data. Just, you know, go research some stuff. Cambridge Analytica. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on another service and another service and another service that I don't remember the names of, but I'm sure people use them because they're in our history for things that people have listened to us on. And we're working on getting on Spotify. So if you're a Spotify user and finding us anyway is really hard, guess what? There might be a chance I'm over there.
On Spotify? That'd be dope.
That'd be dopest.
Dopest. I like that.
Vroom, vroom.
Phones are blowing up. Vibrations are happening. What are you looking forward to this week?
What am I looking forward to this week?
Yeah.
A lot of the show. The show. What am I also looking forward to? Far Cry 5 with you. What am I also looking forward to? Potentially a way out. We'll have to see about that. I don't know if it'll actually be this week or sometime. Might be next weekend. I don't know. It'll be.
I'm toying with the idea of trying to play the way out with Samantha.
And I'm still really looking forward to PAX East.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that's coming up.
I'm not going to shit talk her. I got a little bit of time. Because she thinks we talk about her anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
But...
Yeah.
We do know the human fall flat situation.
Yeah, that's
fine. And I feel like a way out might be...
Mm-hmm. What I also
more complicated.
Was having my brother over.
Mm.
Playing
mm-hmm.
with him.
Or Joey.
Yeah, I could do Joey.
Or thought me. About that. I mean, I would come down and do it still.
Never thought about that. Yeah, but you gotta do it, like, fresh. You know
what I mean? Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. The cool idea... This is nothing to do with anything that we've talked about earlier today. We just invite a bunch of people over and not play that, but play like Jackbox, like have a party.
Yeah. Party, what's that?
That's a social gathering that you and I both hate.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But it would be fun to have Jackbox going.
Yeah.
And have it be...
Everyone should own Jackbox games.
Yeah, you really should. They're always on sale too. You, me... Kenny, Jay, other Jay, Phil, another female that I can't mention on this, Sam.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, spicy. Yeah. No, it's the one you know. I talked about earlier. But I'm not going to mention it on here. That's what I'm saying. Sam, other Sam, Joey, Callie. Callie's her name. I remember Callie. I almost blanked. I was going to be like, and Joey's pregnant wife.
We should, you know, we should try.
We got a bunch of people together to try to play that, and you tried to throw slit sauce out there. You know, people would be like, "Come on,
yeah."
But we would also just be like, "Ha ha!" Be funny.
We gotta have a guest on at some point.
We do need to have a guest on, and I know people have complained that they wanted to be a guest, and we haven't had them.
That's true. We should figure that out. We should nail down this.
It's almost like we have two more mics.
Yeah, I know, right? Just got that. Anyways, where are we running at here?
Oh, we're running at about the end. All
right, people.
So find us at all the places I talked about. Matt and I are going to go figure out how to arrange a party with a bunch of our old coworkers and people we actually enjoy.
Yeah.
Which, weirdly enough, is mostly not our coworkers. It's mostly just him and I. We don't enjoy anybody else.
Enjoying each other in a small room.
Bye-bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.